All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Red TV with Mega Man. Let's go ahead and get this started. Mega Pinocchio.
Careful,
Rain Man.
10,000 volts of electricity in that fence.
Whoa, hot stuff. I bet it's like impossible to bust into this joint.
That's right. You'd have to knock out the main power generator to shut this place down.
You mean like this?
Yeah, right. It's always Cutsman and Gutsman.
Now let's see. The optical orb is connected to the titanium chromium sockets. The appendage module is connected to the... Now where did I put that arm? This model?
Do you have a digital imprint authorization to enter this lab?
You're looking at it.
Put him down or I'll recycle you into soda cans.
Well, if it isn't that goody two circuits, Mega Man.
Step aside. It's time for Ring Man to do his ring thing.
Ring thing? Hey, that sounds so bad.
Good boy. My turn to play ring around the robot.
Well, damn. Just take the cutters right off, cut man, then. That went far.
I'm really happy being a robot.
Are you sure you know what happy is?
Dr. Petto, will you make me human?
Why, of course, my boy. In order to modify your life cell, I must shut you down, Mega.
I'll take over from here, Dr. Petro. Now that you've served the purpose I built you for, men will soon be my obedient servant and my brother in battle. Now, to insert my telepathic mind link with him, I can control his thoughts.
Why don't you just reprogram him?
You are now human.
I am? Wow! I don't feel all that different.
Smell this rose, and then tell me what you feel.
Watch, Proto Man. With my mind link helmet, I can make Mega Man think he's human. You feel all mushy and tingly inside.
Ooh, all mushy and tingly inside.
I feel all mushy and tingly inside.
So fucking funny.
Got it. I better go back and tell everybody the news.
It's working. Mega Man is under my control. And when he carries out my plans to wreak havoc on the world, Dr. Light will get the blame.
Hi, you guys.
What the fuck are they making?
Do I seem any different to you?
Don't tell me. You took a titanium acid bath?
No, Roll. Something much better. Dr. Petto turned me into a real human boy.
Why, that's incredible, Mega. Absolutely amazing. You must tell me what it feels like.
Yeah, Mega, tell us. Do you feel all tingly inside or what?
The satellite tracking system. It must be an emergency.
It's all about him feeling tingly inside. That's so fucking weird. Magnet Man.
These robots are attacking the Sky Tower.
The Spark Man.
Mega.
Do. You'll be proud of me, Doc. Let's go, Rush.
Sure hope Mega's up to it. Maybe I'd better send him some help.
Like me, I can take on.
Uh-oh, here we go.
My brain circuits tied behind my back.
Bro, wait. I was referring to my robo rescue squad.
Nope.
From Main Street, where robots are invading the Sky Tower skyscraper. The police are unable to stop them. Fortunately, the building has been evacuated. But wait! Up in the sky! It's Mega Man to the rescue!
Crash Man!
It's time for Crash Man to finish this job with his time bombs!
Well, damn! I didn't know you could just fucking catch Crash Man's bombs before he's... Man, that would have fucking come in handy. Can climb fast.
Oh my goodness! The robots are actually stealing the building. Dr. Light's Robo Rescue Team has arrived on the scene.
I didn't even know he had one. Yep.
And now to finish you off, Gutsman.
Well, you never hold a fucking metal pole in your hand.
You don't want to hurt him.
I can't do it. I don't want to hurt Gutsman.
What?
Mega Man's letting Gutsman
Damn that Mega Man! Yeah, fuck that building. It was kind of an eyesore anyway.
Are you alright?
I guess so. At least I'm not missing any parts.
Tell us, Dr. Light, after this fiasco, why should our citizens put their trust in any of your so-called advanced robots?
Why do I trust in anybody?
Well, you see, I...
Thank you very much, Dr. Light. They say robots are only as...
He didn't even fucking say anything. She's a bitch of a reporter.
Dr. Light's reputation will be destroyed, and all his robots will be under my command. Then nothing can stop me from conquering the world. Luckily, I can recycle these damaged robot parts and make new ones for my rescue ones.
I guess I let you down, Doc.
Don't blame yourself, Mega. Failure is a human quality, but we humans learn from our mistakes.
Am I one of your mistakes?
Oh, why, of course not. You'll always be special to me, Megan.
I don't know, Doc. My robot side tells me one thing, my human side says something else. Maybe I need to be one or the other.
No, you're fine just the way you are, Mega.
When do we get to the action part of your plan, Dr. Wily?
Patience, my finely tuned machine. First, we need Mega Man to help us with our next step. Maybe if I hadn't designed him with self-determination, he wouldn't have wanted to be human.
I guess I was a mistake. What do I do now?
You need to reprogram Dr. Light's robots to remove their self-determination.
I know. I'll reprogram Dr. Light's robots and remove their self-determination.
Once he reprograms Dr. Light's robots, they will follow my command without
question. And he's got a lot of them.
Programming your robots so they won't make any more mistakes. Now stand back.
Easy, Mega. You're just experiencing an emotion overload.
That was in the trash compactor.
It just happened to be there.
Mega. I need a clever boy like you to help me carry out my plans. Now turn on the trash compactor.
Yes, Dr. Wily.
The walls! They're closing in!
I can't believe it! Mega's turned against us!
If we don't find a way out of here fast...
Look at Rush! Dr. Light's gonna beat Ring Man with just one fucking hand and what do you need Mega Man for if you can beat Ring Man with one fucking detached hand?
Mega thinks he's human.
There's your answer, Rogue. A telepathic mind control chip.
I get it. Dr. Wily's been making Mega think he's having human thoughts.
Precisely. And if I can determine this chip's frequency, I think I can free Mega's mind.
I sure hope it's not too late.
Those robots all look basic as fuck.
Thanks to Mega Man, my new robot army will parachute into the capital and take over. If the rest of mankind witnesses my awesome might, they'll beg me to become their new leader.
I sure wish Doc would hurry up with that mind helmet. I just know Mega's in big trouble.
We're receiving an emergency message.
Dr. Light, this is the Secretary of Defense. I don't know what you want, but I beg you to stop your robots.
What the hell? Mega Man's literally leading the...
Mega Man, stop!
Dr. Wily is taking over the government and making it look like I'm the villain.
With Mega working for Wily, I'll have to handle this job. Come on, Rush! Let's kick some butt!
This has to work, or I've lost Mega forever.
So much for that.
Hey, Mega. It's your silicone sis. Come to win you back to the good side.
Vaporize this meddling pest.
I'm going to vaporize you, you meddling pest.
You wouldn't dare. Don't call me a pest.
You must do it.
I must do it.
Baloney! The real Mega wouldn't harm a flea. Dr. Wily's putting those goofy ideas in your head.
Don't listen to her. She's lying.
Robots don't lie, Mega. Dr. Wily is filling your mind with evil thoughts.
Don't listen to him.
Oh, no.
All these voices in my head. Now I'm really confused.
No, you're not, Mega. Just choose the one you know is right.
Okay, put up your hands, scumbot. Just play along, sis. I'm with Dr. Wily.
I knew the power of evil was stronger than that goody-good guy stuff.
Oh, the goody-good guy stuff.
Be the mind chip that was controlling me.
Thank goodness you're back to normal, Mega. But what about Dr. Light's robots?
Leave them to me.
Excellent, Mega Man. If all humans were as smart as you, I wouldn't have to bother with these nasty invasions.
Yeah, it's good to have you on the bad side, Mega Man.
All right, Magnet Dude. Give me five.
Boom. Got your power, brah. So much for the scissors.
Time for a fatal attraction, blue boy.
Jackpot! Give him a jackpot!
Fatal Attraction? That wasn't a kid's film at all. Lincoln? Whoa, shit!
I knew you'd risk yourself for Mr. Lincoln.
Plasma blast drained my energy.
Mega's too weak to beat Proto Man.
If only Eddie were here.
Charge! Too bad you're
That's right, Mega Man runs out of booster power in this. I forgot. If he doesn't have Eddie, he can't even shoot his fucking buster. That's so ridiculous. Guys, that was it for Mega Man Episode 3. We'll see you next time on Grimm's Red TV for more. I'm out.